Rural News Now. Sally Murphy is in with us. Kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora.
Now, a group used to supporting farmers with floods and droughts, gearing up for a different challenge.
Yeah, the Rural Support Trust says helping farmers who contract COVID-19 could become a huge undertaking this summer, and work is underway to make sure they're prepared. The group, which has branches around the country, helps farmers and growers navigate their way through adverse events, financial hardship, as well as employment and wellbeing issues. The Trust's National Chair, Neil Baitup, says it's clear COVID is here to stay, so a lot of work is going into putting systems in place to support farmers that may be impacted.
We don't know how big it could get, but I think all of the trusts are gearing up to be able to handle a bigger workload if it comes. It's one of the great unknowns, but yeah, it could be bigger than drought, so we'll just have to be flexible, see what comes and respond at the time.
Does the Trust have the capacity and funding it needs to do this work?
It hasn't the funding at this stage. It's developing capacity, and it will have the capacity, and we're having discussions around funding. It's important, if we put a big team of people there to support farmers, there could be a lot of time involved. It can't all be done on a voluntary basis. We need to pay some of our people to actually spend the time that they will be required in supporting the farmers. Something like a drought, we've got a rough idea what it will cost to support a drought, but with this one we don't know.
Neil Baitup says it's in discussions with the government about that funding support. He says a farm isn't able to shut down if there is a positive case, and it's crucial that animal welfare isn't forgotten during the response.
Now onto something that is straight out of the sci-fi movies. Cryopreservation freezing is being trialled on some native plants.
Yeah, as plant disease myrtle rust continues to take hold in New Zealand, scientists at Plant and Food Research are looking at how to protect at-risk species for future generations. This disease has been spreading rapidly since it was first identified here in 2017, attacking plants in the myrtle family, including Pohutukawa, Rata and Manuka. Dr. Ranaji Narayan says it's been looking at the effectiveness of seed banking, tissue cultures, plant cuttings and pollen and embryo cryopreservation. She says the benefit of freezing the plant material is that it can be stored for decades or centuries without there being changes in its genetic components.
We found that lowering the temperature further to -196, or the cryopreservation temperature, will extend the storage life of the seeds. This is particularly critical for wild species, which is quite rare, threatened in the nature. So we have to have the long-term conservation technique in place. We also need to make sure that we have the regeneration protocol in place to bring the frozen embryos back to life and grow them for replanting.
Dr. Nadarajan says in Australia, myrtle rust has caused the extinction of some localised species, so it's important we protect our Tonga species here.
I can give you an example of two species here. We already seen the adverse effect of this disease on Rama Rama, where the species already disappearing from natural populations. Recently, we also noted myrtle rust on swamp myrrhi seeds, which means these plants won't be able to produce seedlings and therefore no new recruitments. If this scenario continues, this will lead to species extinction.
That's Jayanthi Nadarajan from Plant and Food Research, and that wraps up the Rural News.